Hi, this is Katie.
And this is Laura.
And you're listening to the podcast by Parent Network of Western New York. Welcome back, everybody, to the Parent Network Pod. I'm Katie.
And I'm Laura. Thanks for joining us today as we discuss family engagement and the challenges around that issue and how to overcome them.
Today, we have two powerful women sitting across from us, and we'd like to welcome our boss and mentor, Susan Barlow. Sue, you are our executive director to Parent Network of Western New York. How long have you had that position?
I started as the executive director in January of 2007, but I've been with Parent Network since January of 2002.
How's that story work around?
Oh, there's a story there. We actually restarted the agency. It started 31 years ago. But we closed our doors in 1999 and reopened them again in September of 2001.
A little bit of rebranding, all that?
Actually, yeah, it was a funding issue, and the board stayed totally intact, and we restarted September of 2001, and I came on board in January.
So let's start from square one. For our listeners and anybody who's not familiar with the Parent Network, what is it, the Parent Network?
So Parent Network is a nonprofit agency who works with families who have children with disabilities in the eight counties of Western New York. Our whole focus is to support, educate, communicate, and empower with families so that they can better advocate for their children.
We also have Tara Burgess here with us, and she is the executive director to EPIC. And EPIC is Every Person Influences Children. So Tara, I wanted to congratulate you because this is your new position, and I have known you, so I wanted to congratulate you and say awesome, and it was great to see this happen for you. So can you tell us a little bit about EPIC?
Sure. EPIC is a parenting and family engagement organization based here in Western New York, and our parenting education services are provided throughout Erie and Niagara County. We work with a variety of families, school districts, and community agencies. And we also provide youth development and professional development here locally. And then family engagement we offer kind of on a national level. So we offer that here in Western New York, across New York State, and across the nation. And we do things like develop curriculums regarding family engagement for families in schools and communities.
Great. That's an awesome segue into our next question. So I know that family engagement is a topic that you're both very passionate about. And I wanted to ask each of you individually, what is family engagement? How would you define that? Let's start with Tara.
So family engagement for us is a process whereby schools, communities, and other agencies support families in being involved and active and have knowledge of what's happening in their child's education. And that starts as early as birth. So we work with families to develop literacy skills and understanding of brain development, those kinds of things. And then family engagement goes from cradle to career, we feel, and it's in a variety of places, including community agencies, sporting events, any place where a child is, a family can be engaged. We also believe that it is differentiated. Some families have more motivation, more skills, more knowledge, more ability to be engaged in their child's life. So we kind of look at that along that spectrum.
Interesting. And Sue, how about from your perspective, from your agency?
So take everything that Tara just said, which is exactly what family engagement means to Parent Network, and then add the whole component of being a parent of a child with a disability who has to not only be engaged in school, but often in special education services, which means the amount of energy is even, you know, I don't want to say doubled, but definitely is enhanced because there's a lot more meetings, there's a lot more complicated words and forms and services. So to have families be engaged in their child's school, it takes a lot of expertise on our part to help families understand what their rights, their role, and their responsibility is in that process.
Both our organizations work primarily with parents or guardians and caregivers. What is the difference between parent involvement and family engagement? I'll go back to you, Sue, and then we'll ask Tara.
Back in the day, when we used to talk about parent involvement at a school's level, the schools would actually just count the number of parents who walked into the school. They would say, oh, we had 25 parents who came to the PTA. And this percentage of students showed up for their parent-teacher conferences. And that's how parent involvement was kind of looked at. When we're talking about engagement, we're talking about how are families engaged in their children's education and how are they engaged in their lives. Now, and I know this is something Tara will talk more about, but now it's really about how are you engaging that family in a relationship that you have either with the school or with the community organization or with your child, and how are you taking that relationship to a whole new level?
So it's kind of a bit more of a meaningful connection.
Absolutely.
I see. Okay.
It's not just checking the box to say, oh, we've had parents involved. How is that parent really sitting down with their child in school and having real, deep, meaningful relationships?
Thank you, Sue. So how about you, Tara?
So I'm going to second everything that Sue said, but I will expand on it a little bit. Involvement is definitely checking the boxes. I attended, so I was involved. When you think about engagement, you think about all of the ways that a family can be engaged. So that can be, as we were talking about earlier, at home, out in the community, at church groups, at the ball field, any number of ways. And it's active, it is tied to learning. It's tied to something academic. It's tied to sharing information with your child that is academic or social emotional in nature. It's really guiding and being actively a part of your child's life, education, as Sue mentioned.
Based on the passion that you guys have clearly surrounding this issue, I understand that there is an upcoming conference all about family engagement. Can you talk to me about that?
We can both talk to you about it. We'll talk all night long if you want to. Yeah, we are having our second annual family engagement conference in Western New York.
The event is going to be on November 29th from 8:30 to 3. We have two really phenomenal speakers, Dr. Ron Ferguson and Dr. Anil Alston. Dr. Ferguson is going to talk about family engagement and all of the benefits of family engagement, and he's going to share with us some perspective from the national landscape on family engagement.
He's from Harvard.
He is from Harvard.
He's a bigwig.
And he's MIT trained, so he is a bigwig. And Dr. Anil Alston is the Assistant Commissioner of the Office of Equity, Access, and Community Engagement at the New York State Family Engagement Coalition. I have no idea what his business card looks like, but I bet it's two-sided. So he is in charge of family engagement at the New York State Department of Education and oversees several programs, including the My Brother's Keeper program, which we are also actively engaged with.
Oh, yeah, that's really big in Buffalo right now.
Most certainly is. We have a number of breakout sessions besides the two keynote speakers. We have sessions on effectively communicating with parents and families, home visiting. We have a panel that actually is a repeat panel from last year since it was so highly regarded on early childhood. We have an expert on mental health talking about how to talk to families when their child may have a mental health issue, bullying. And we also have a speaker coming in to talk about leadership, especially educational leadership, when trying to promote family engagement in the schools. And I think that's a real important topic because, you know, we work with a lot of schools between our organizations, and we all know that if you really want to have pure and real effective family engagement in a school, it has to start at the top.
Very good.
Leaders have to believe in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something we're going to be talking about with our next guest, Anna Ball. That episode's going to air next week. So who exactly are you expecting to show up at this family engagement event? Who are you targeting?
We are expecting primarily teachers, administrators, social workers, anyone who is actively involved in an educational setting. It could be early childhood as well, in addition to community agency members and some parents.
Before we move on, can you just give me the specifics of that one more time?
Sure. It's going to be November 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., and it's going to be at the Grapevine Banquet Center on Dick Road in Depew.
So I went last year because I am part of the Parent Network family, but I am also in my MSW program. So it was insanely beneficial as a social worker, not only because I had an active paper at the time due on family engagement, but because I did have the luxury of meeting Anna Ball through one of the breakout sessions, and I learned a lot. So I'm super excited for it to happen again this year. But because I didn't have to register myself, Sue, can you tell our listeners where they can go to register?
Yes, in matter of fact, because we are making this an annual event, we created a website for it, and it's wnyfamilyengagement.org. And you can also, if you have any questions, you can call 332-4170 and speak to a receptionist who can help you to register. But everything you need to know is on that website.
Excellent. I understand, because I work for you, that EPIC and Parent Network were housed in the same building. But that's not exactly why you're choosing to collaborate on this specific event. So why do you work together?
Tara always has really good food in her office.
But in addition to that, I do usually have good food, but in addition to that, we partner because our families have multiple needs. Every one of us has something to offer. Each of our agencies offers different things. And we feel like in order to meet families where they are and to provide all of the services that families need, we have to partner together in order to achieve that goal.
So Sue and Tara, what is it that you hope that anybody who attends this, if it's the social workers, the teachers, the families, the caregivers, what are they going to actually walk away with?
Well, I hope they walk away with a whole lot more knowledge about why family engagement is important and some strategies around how to better engage families in the course of their work. I think the breakout sessions are going to give participants of the conference a much more global picture, as well as some strategies on things like bullying and doing home visits and so on. What do you hope for?
Well, in addition to the best practices, I really hope they walk away with the understanding that they really can truly have an impact on the children that they work with every day by doing just a couple of small things. And it'd be great if they made some new connections, made some relationships that developed relationships that, you know, could really help them in supporting family engagement and their education in the future.
Cool. Are there other conferences like this in New York State?
Interesting you asked the question. Yes, there are a few, not many. But both Tara and I participate on the New York State Family Engagement Coalition, and that is a statewide organization. And I believe moving forward, we're going to see more and more regional conferences going on around the state. But at this point, we are probably, maybe there's one in New York City or one in Albany, but nothing too far in our direction.
And I do believe we are the biggest family engagement conference that's being held currently.
Fantastic.
We're hot stuff.
I bet. So I'm not sure if you knew this or not, but we like to wrap our episodes up by sort of getting to know our guests on a little bit more of a personal level. For our listeners, if you are interested in registering or you want to pass the information along on our family engagement you are a rock star, but
mm-hmm, thanks.
If you want to pass that information along to somebody else who might be interested or you yourself would like to register, we do have those linked in our show notes. And again, you can always feel free to call Katie if you've got any questions, Katie or Lynn at one-on-one support. So we're going to round out with some blizzard questions. Katie's going to ask you kind of rapid fire. Let's alternate. Who's going to go first? We'll start with Sue. And you just have to say which one you prefer or what's the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
I'm ready.
Bills or Sabres?
Bills.
Bills.
Chicken wings, drums, or flats?
Flats.
Both.
She's a mix-hitter.
Favorite restaurant in Western New York?
Faux 99 on Bailey.
Ooh, that's a good one. I really like that one.
Griffin's Gastropub.
Yep. Ooh. I'm with you on that
one. Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm. Fall or winter?
Fall.
Fall.
Favorite brewery or winery if you need that option?
How about just the wine bar down the street?
Oh, that's a good one. They've the wine got good bar. Specials. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for your time. Tara Burgess, Sue Barlow, you've been fantastic guests. Once again, feel free to visit our website, www.parentnetworkwny.org. Tara, do you want to give a plug to your website?
Our website is epicforchildren.org, E-P-I-C-F-O-R.
And tune in next week for our guest, Anna Ball. She is with the University at Buffalo in the Social Work Department.
Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Katie.
And I'm Laura. This podcast is presented to you by Parent Network of Western New York. supporting families and professionals to empower individuals with disabilities to reach their full potential.
Join us again next time, and in the meantime, check out our website, www.parentnetworkwny.org.